Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Quanisha. May I please have a zip code about the account that you're calling in about today?
A zip code? Zip code is 40223.
And may I please have your first and last name?
First name, I'm calling on behalf of my wife, Elizabeth Haig. Last name is H-A-A-G. I'm her husband, and my name is Leo.
Could it be Betty Haig?
Yes, could be Betty.
Okay, I do have an account pulled up for you. May I please get you to verify that shipping address?
705 Savoy Road.
Yes, sir, I do have an account pulled up and verified. I do want to thank you for that. It looks like back on December 20th, an account was opened with the Lavish Grace Skincare Cream and the Lavish Grace Skincare Serum for $4.95 and $5.95. Those two products were on a 14-day trial. If you didn't call back in 14 days, on the 14 day, or within the 14 days, that you will be billed the original cost for the product that you already have, and you will be put into a monthly program where you will be billed and shipped out products until you called in council. That is the charge that you're calling in about today, sir.
Yeah, I thought the charge was.
Can you repeat that? The phone had broke up.
I'm sorry. The charge was $94.90.
Yes, sir, and I am seeing that. That took place on January. Well, we charged the account January 24th,
right.
Not showing what day that it probably cleared your bank account.
Yeah.
I am showing that, but as I stated, you know, that those products are, you know, were enrolled into a monthly program and that you will be billed and sent out products until you called in council, because when the account was open, in the terms and conditions, the product that they received for the shipping and handling rate were on a 14-day trial. And
okay.
If you didn't call back in council, that, you know, that you were going to be put into this program, and that could avoid all the charge. Like, if she would have got the product and called back 3 days and said, I don't want it,
okay,
then you wouldn't have, you know, when
the. You said they were creams?
The, yes, you had an eye serum, and the other one was a skincare cream. Yes.
Okay. And the charge was $94.90?
Because one product is $94.90, and the other, come on, my computer's just moving slow. The other one is $85.90.
Okay. Now, what was that?
That was for, let me tell you which product is which. Okay. I got to match the codes with the product.
Okay.
You okay? It's more.
Sorry to put you to so much trouble.
3108. Okay. The skin cream, you okay, is $94.90. And the skincare serum is $85.90.
Okay. You've been very helpful.
All righty. And I'll be more than glad to help you, you know, cancel out this account to keep them future charges.
Okay.
That way you won't be calling back next month saying, I got another charge. Then you sure enough going to be like an angry bird. I spoke to somebody. They didn't tell me that. So let me advise you. So, you have a pen and paper so I can give you this cancellation number, sir?
Do I have what?
A pen and paper so I can give you your cancellation number?
Yes, I do.
All right. It's going to be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
3-1.
C, 3-1. Yep.
B as in boy. A as in apple. 7-2. F as in Frank.
B-A, say again.
Okay, it's B-A, 7-2.
7-2.
F as in Frank.
Yep.
0-6-3. That one cancellation number takes care of both of those products, and you're more than welcome to repeat that number back.
C-3-1-B-A. 7-2-F. 0-6-3.
Correct. That is your cancellation number for both of those products. Your account has been completely canceled with our company. You will not receive any future charges nor future shipments, okay?
All right.
And I want to thank you for contacting customer support, and you have a great evening.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.